All right. Hey, thanks for joining Innovate today. I want to begin a journey on the idea that John Maxwell teaches beyond success. What is beyond success? And really and truly, how do you get beyond simply being successful? I know in most of our lives, we're just striving for success, and there are times and seasons for that drive. But I want us to do the things in the driving for success that will help sustain once we have achieved however you have defined success for your life, your business, your family, your future. And I honestly think that one of the things we have to start working in real quickly is this thing called attitude. When you think of attitude, what comes to mind? See, attitude, simply defined, is an inward feeling expressed by behavior. That's why an attitude can be seen without a word ever being spoken. And you know, in the morning, we spend so much time getting ready for the day, about picking out our clothes, make sure we do our hair, you know, different shoes, outfits, whatever. But I think we don't take enough time to put on the right attitude that prepares us for the day. What I know about our team and our staff is that I can walk into a room and set the whole tone of that room simply by my attitude. Nothing determines success or failure like attitude. You know, Scripture teaches us about the difference between shepherds and sheep. First of all, they're two different creatures. Make no mistake about that. But secondly, sheep will spend most of their lives with their heads down. Shepherds will spend most of their lives with their heads up, looking out and forward. Jesus said that people are like sheep, but he's also called us to be shepherds, where you're head up and you're leading forward. I know in some circles, I'm a sheep. I'm head down, I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm developing. But other times, I have the responsibility of leadership. So my attitude has got to be head up. My attitude has got to be leading forward. And so I think it's important to keep those two pictures in mind as we begin to walk through these seven thoughts about personal attitude. Seven thoughts about personal attitude. And I just want to lay them out to you, and then you can begin to reflect on them and work through them as you see fit. One is, our attitude determines our approach to life. Our attitude determines our approach to life. See, our attitude tells others what we expect from life. The illustration has been used of an airplane. If its nose up, it's taking off, it's gaining altitude, it's gaining height, it's making progress. If it's pointed down, we're headed to a landing or potentially a crash. Attitude is that way. You're either nose up or you're nose down in your attitude, and it determines the trajectory of your life. Number two, our attitude determines our relationship with people. The Stanford Research Institute says that the money you make in any endeavor is determined 12.5% by knowledge and 87.5% by your ability to deal with people. We all know in business, we would rather do business with people who have a good attitude, who we like, who we enjoy spending time with. Teddy Roosevelt said, the most important single ingredient to the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. I think that is so, so true. So our attitude determines our relationship with people. I know I've been in restaurants at times, and people will come up to my table, and immediately I can just tell, man, they may be in the wrong industry because their attitude is so poor. And I have an opportunity. I can be a agent of change, or I can just simply reflect their attitude. And I always try to be an agent of change and say, you know what, this is going to be the easiest table you've had all day. This is going to be the best table that you've had all day. I'm going to take care of you at the end of paying for this meal. I just want to thank you for serving this table so well. And I changed the entire trajectory of that dining experience, not by reflecting their attitude, but by changing their attitude, because I understand attitude determines our relationship with people. Number three, often our attitude is the only difference between success and failure. A Yale University professor put it this way, and I really like this, it's so funny. He says, always be kind to your A and B students, for one day they'll return and make great professors. But also be kind to your C students, for one day they will return and build you a $20 million building. I think that's so true and so funny. You know, we talk a lot in culture about IQ. You know, what is someone's intellectual quotient, their intellectual capacity? But I think we need to spend a little more time on EQ. What is their emotional quotient? Because your EQ rises with a good attitude, and that leads to success. And so, you can go out and get on the internet and just take a free EQ test and find out what is your emotional quotient and how you can go to work on that to kind of raise the level of your attitude, because it might be your attitude is the difference between success and failure. Number four, our attitude at the beginning of a task will affect its outcome more than anything else. Our attitude at the beginning of a task will affect its outcome more than anything else. Coaches understand this the best. Before a big game, especially if the odds are stacked against them, the coach understands the right attitude is vital. The right attitude is crucial. Recently, Appalachian State beat Texas A&M, a sixth-ranked team in NCAA football, and no one thought Appalachian State has a chance to win that game except for Appalachian State. They came out with an attitude that we have nothing to lose, that we can win this game. And guess what? They beat Texas A&M. My wife, working in a hospital all those years, used to tell me that surgeons understood that the attitude of someone facing a surgery was just as important, almost, as the surgery itself. That their attitude was absolutely vital. See, most projects fail or succeed before they're ever started based on the attitude of those participating in the task. You know, you look at a child and you're like, hey, go clean your room. Their attitude and their approach to cleaning that room can be a 10-minute project if the attitude is right, or an all-day project if the attitude is negative. What does attitude do? It takes what should have been a shorter time period, greater impact, and if you have a good attitude, you're able to get it knocked out quickly versus a bad attitude, which elongates the process. And so I think a good attitude is vital whenever you're beginning a task. It's going to determine the outcome. Number five. Our attitude can turn our problems into blessings. Our attitude can turn our problems into blessing. One man speaking said this, no society has ever developed tough men during times of peace. He went on to say, kites rise against the wind, not with it. David Senoff said, there's plenty of security in the cemetery. I long for opportunity. See, how do you view problems? Problems can be a blessing if you just view them properly. I think within every problem is an opportunity. but it's how you're going to view it. And your attitude is going to determine how those problems are faced, how those problems are addressed. Do I see opportunity in this problem to make a difference? Or do I just simply see the problem as another thing that's coming against me instead of, no, this is going to be an opportunity to bring change. This is going to be an opportunity to make a difference. This is going to be an opportunity to make finances, money. I was talking to my financial coach recently, and he said, Donald, do you realize that more millionaires are made during tough times than there are in prosperity times? And I said, why is that? He said, because opportunity is available, but yet people don't see it during tough times. And the ones that do, they come out of those difficult times more blessed, more prosperous, more financially stable because they were positioned attitudinally whenever that crisis came. Number six, our attitude can give us an uncommonly positive perspective. See, I believe a good perspective rooted in a good attitude can help us reach some uncommon goals. When I was in college, I took a psychology class and teaching Freudistic psychology, they began to talk to us about when obstacles come, they're like walls and you have to find a way to get around them. You have to find a way to get over them or you have to find a way to get under them. And I just simply asked my professor, I said, what if you go through them? I said, what if you take the attitude that I'm going to go through this obstacle, through this wall, and so therefore I have now conquered it. So when I face it in the future, I know I didn't avoid it, but I triumphed over it. And she began to tell me all the reasons why that would not work and how not everyone had that kind of positive perspective and they needed to practice avoidance instead of confronting those walls. You know, I couldn't help but think of King David. David looked at the giant that was in the land and he didn't look to avoid him. He looked to confront him. He looked to go straight through him. When everyone else was saying that Goliath was too big to defeat, David just simply said he's too big to miss. And so I got an A in the psychology class, but I never practiced that philosophy going forward. I've always tried to take a positive perspective, address the issues head on, if I'm able to, in my own mind, in my own thinking processes, and in my attitude, because I understood our attitude can give us an uncommonly positive perspective. I love the story of the bumblebee because by all scientific data, according to the laws of aerodynamics, it should be impossible for the bumblebee to fly. According to the size of his body in relationship to his wings, the shape of his body being contrary to the laws of aerodynamics, the bumblebee should not be able to fly. But every day, the bumblebee is flying, pollinating, and doing what bumblebees do. So when the odds are against you, act like a bumblebee. Fly against the odds. Number seven. Your attitude is not automatically good because you're a believer. If you consider the seven deadly sins, pride, covetousness, lust, envy, anger, gluttony, and slothfulness, all are matters of attitude, inner spirit, motives. In when you begin to look at these, pride, covetousness, lust, envy, anger, gluttony, and slothfulness, all of that can be changed in our attitude, but yet the Bible calls these the seven deadly sins. Why? Because attitude is going to drive behavior. Attitude is going to determine outcomes. You know, we think sin is what we have done, But it begins with the attitude that is within us. That's why I think the writer wrote that, man, these are the seven deadly sins, because it's before you ever act out the pride, the covetousness, the lust, the envy, the anger, the gluttony, the slothfulness, the laziness. Before you ever act those out, they were first an attitude in us. And so I just want to encourage you today to, man, let's do an attitude check. How is our attitude? What is our attitude like? And the next time we're together, we're going to build on this idea of having significance beyond success. That, man, I just don't want to be successful. I want to have significance on the other side of that success. Recently, I was talking with someone and they made a comment. I've heard it many times before. And they said, you know, sometimes it's lonely at the top. And I told them, I said, if it's lonely at the top, it's because you did it wrong. And they looked at me kind of funny, and which that statement isn't new to me. It's not even original to me. And I said, you know, you were never meant to make it to the top alone. You are meant to make it to the top with other mountain climbers with you. And so I want to encourage you to get around some mountain climbing attitudes. And when you reach the top of whatever success is and whatever beyond that is, you didn't arrive there by yourself, but you went on that journey with some others. Till we meet again at Innovate, hope you enjoyed this teaching. Why don't you email us, let us know, reach out, and we'll get back to you real soon with more content. Man, have a great day. More importantly, put on a great attitude. Talk to you soon.